The UN report says that of the 40 million poor Americans, about 5.3 million live in, quote, third world conditions of absolute poverty. The study also suggests the recent tax reform bill will worsen the situation for U.S. citizens and ensure that the country remains the most unequal society in the developed world. UN Special Rapporteur for Human Rights Philip Alston says poverty has significant human rights implications.
I think that if people are really living in very poor circumstances, their ability to exercise a lot of their basic civil rights is greatly impaired.
The report finds the U.S. has the highest rate of income inequality among Western countries. In 2018, the country had more than 25% of the world's billionaires. Alston also found the U.S. doesn't provide adequate funding to address its opioid crisis. The country also has one of the lowest voter turnout rates among developed countries, with just a little more than half of the population casting ballots in the 2016 presidential election. Alston says it's the responsibility of the government to make sure its people are able to live with dignity. He hopes this report will enlighten leaders in the U.S. to improve the lives of those in poverty.
I think one of my challenges, to the extent that I find really serious problems, is to shed light on those, shed, put the spotlight on them, and hopefully a government that really cares would then respond and try to address those problems.
Some of the report's suggestions include reducing the incarcerated population, funding social programs, recognizing a right to health care, and reducing income inequality. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.